Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're early in your career and looking for insight, inspiration, and honest advice, listen to the Capital Ideas Podcast. Hear from Capital Group professionals about leaning into the differences that make you unique, making decisions that last, and what it means to lead with purpose. The Capital Ideas Podcast from Capital Group. Available wherever you listen. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Yes, we are.
Worry about a best of, guys. And by guys, I mean everybody but me and Vinny.
I ain't worried about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it right now. Oh, you're right in tune with that.
Making best ofs.
Oh.
Nice.
Hey, look at Alex jumping into the jam. God, I love Alex. Alex is a constant surprise. Fantastic.
Making best ofs.
On the radio. Alex, also known as Jason, also known as Alok.
Anyway,
I got a ton of names. Okay, that was bad. Okay, we're gonna back off from that.
No jamming is bad jamming. Always try to go for the jam. Don't worry. Anybody who judges you for something that flies out of your mouth, they're in like a free for all. Dude, what's wrong with them? Come on now.
I'm my biggest critic.
Oh, stop it! Stop criticizing yourself. You're amazing.
I appreciate it.
You are surprisingly amazing.
Thank you.
Every day I'm... You know what it is? It's a comfort level thing. You were so wound up in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I actually thought, I don't know if this is the... I don't know if this is the field for him to be in. Because radio is pretty fast paced. Like, do it now, make it right, figure it out, make this happen. No one dies. But it's stressful.
I was very nervous.
Yeah, you had nerves, but and you didn't want to like insert yourself. You're like, you ever hear that story about the Korean jet that crashed because they couldn't be forceful enough about the fact that they were going to crash? Like, they needed to tell air traffic control at this place, look, we're out of fucking gas and we need to land. And they couldn't do it. The guy in air traffic goes, yeah, can you hold on a minute? Okay.
He didn't want to bother him, you know?
He didn't want to bother him, and the whole plane crashed, and everyone died.
I never heard of this story. What?
Oh, I thought you read Outliers, no? I thought you read that book.
I read that one, but I don't remember that story.
I don't remember that either. Maybe I didn't read Outliers. I'm familiar. It's the 10,000 hours.
Yeah, the 10,000 hour thing.
But okay, wow.
Yeah, it's about how, you know, why Outliers come up and what situational and cultural and accessibility things, like, it's all sort of how you're raised, when you were born, and how much time you put in.
Yeah, and if you're broken enough to put in to time.
Right. Well, anyway, so, you know, you were that guy. Like, the radio station would be crashing, and you'd be like, you guys, can you hold on a minute? We're in the middle of something. Okay. Yeah. And now, look at you. You're jamming.
Jamming
I love
out.
It.
Let's go.
I love it.
Corey Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Whatever.
All right.
Don't be whatever him.
Whatever.
We love us some Slipknot.
Yeah, Slipknot's the best.
You have a very wide musical taste spectrum.
I do.
So do I.
I know
you're talking to him or me.
I'm talking to Alex.
Yeah. But I'm saying, yeah, I mean, that's... ideally, you are someone that can recognize the art in any, you know, type of music. Just because I don't want to listen to R&B, doesn't... I just don't believe it. It's not believable to me. Like, a guy
does not want to make love to me all night.
A guy singing "I Want to Make Love to You All Night" with a green oozing dick because he's been around too much doesn't. I just don't buy it. Like that to me is gross.
He just wants to fuck a hoe.
Right.
He doesn't want to make love to anyone except himself in the mirror.
All these lyrics are all cheesy, and most of the songs in general.
I mean, but I'm always surprised. Like Alex knows a lot of like the classic rock stuff that I really like.
Yeah, I was gonna say my
he's into rap. He knows some country.
The Zeppelin one I like is a Dryer Maker. I think. That's a good one.
Deer Maker.
Deer Maker.
Did you say Dryer
Maker? I just said Dryer Maker.
You said fucking Dryer Maker. I'm sorry. All credibility shot.
Okay. I just figured, it was like a Jason thing,
Yeah. Nowadays. You were right.
It's a Jason thing, all right. You're right.
Dryer Maker. Yeah. Jason, he makes dryers.
Why am I working a radio? I should be selling dryers.
What the hell happened to you?
That's so funny. Oh, what the hell? All right.
Random.
I got a. I don't want to talk about anything else. Let's do
a bad advice.
Yeah, let's do a bad advice.
Oh, all right.
Let me see what their question is before I get into
You're
this
sorting
one.
Through them.
Yeah,
we'll
I sorted
follow your lead, Sarah. We know that we are in the doghouse.
Okay, Listen, you're not in the doghouse. It's my own goddamn fault. But
you're right about that.
Okay. Here's the thing. The minute the secret show's over on Tuesday, Vinny bolts because he does not want to deal with me. He can see that I'm hurt and crying. And then, so he's out of here.
Hold on. Let me just say something. I didn't bolt. I had to get north pick up an amp and then in a brainstorm drive from San Rafael back to the other end of
But
of the Bay
Area.
But it
didn't hurt that you had just crushed me and you were like, well, I got some place to be anyway. Bye. So I'm sitting there and I'm at my little station in the, my little seat area, and Alex is across from me, and Bryn comes walking in, and I said, so you guys have both done that, right? And they both go, yeah. So.
Okay. All right. Stop right there. Jason, what did that happen?
Jason, yeah, he doesn't remember that happening. Actually.
Oh my God, the two of you are fucking conspirators.
It's so great. I mean, continue though, Sarah.
I knew this was going to happen because immediately, because you immediately admitted it. And then yesterday when I brought it up on the show, you're like, oh, good one, Sarah. Oh, yes, that. Yeah. I'm like, okay, so clearly they're going to deny it. But
are these the ideas for the new novel?
Okay, so you guys are going on record. You have literally never put a finger in your
own
ass.
We've talked about this after the show. We did talk about it a little bit.
And how you did that, have done that.
I've never stuck a finger in my own butt.
Bullshit. You are so full of shit.
I've had somebody else do that.
Oh, my God.
I have cleaned my asshole thoroughly, but never stuck my finger inside.
Okay. Yeah, sure. That's exactly what you said. Okay.
And it is exactly what I said.
You're saying you've never put even that first little crook of the finger in there. I'm not trying. It's because you're just lying through your teeth right now. You immediately came in and in an effort to try to make me feel better, you both admitted it.
No.
Oh, you're such...
All right,
you
Sarah.
Two are such liars. Look at Alex being suddenly quiet.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In a world full of noise, long-term thinking stands out. On the Capital Ideas podcast, Capital Group leaders explore the decisions that matter most in investing, leadership, and life. It's a rare look inside a firm that's been helping people pursue their financial goals for more than 90 years. Listen to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Alex?
What about what?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, no. Right. Believe everything they say, everyone. What? No. Who said what about what? What?
Oh, no. I thought you were talking to you.
Bryn, what were we fucking
I'm not used to you calling me Alex. I'm used to Jason. I
Bryn,
totally
am. What did we decide?
I just want Alex to say his side, what he actually
I don't. Yeah. Happened. I mean, there's nothing to say there. Yeah. So we'll just, you know.
That hasn't already been like said to me right after the show. Got it. All right. I'm with you. It's fine. Dear radio family, I get it. It's super fun for you guys. I'm happy that I can provide this service to you.
Look, we didn't judge you for doing it.
Well, why would you? You've done it too. So what? Where's the judging?
It's fine. You don't have to like try to throw the fucking blame on other people to me. Hey, they did it too. They did it too.
They came running. I'm telling you. They came running right in like, oh, Sarah, don't feel bad. We're always knuckle deep in our fucking balloon knot.
Listen to the show again on Tuesday. Listen back to that. And imagine me and Alo coming in and saying, oh, Sarah, yeah, we stuck a finger in her ass, too. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. And I like give myself a swirly every day, get it nice and clean.
You're so crazy.
Yeah, it's me. Okay. You know what, though? I will say this. Good job, guys. Really, really solid. You know, right after this goddamn show. Right after this show, it's all going to happen again.
Oh, we got you good. Oh, we got you good. Oh, we hung you out.
Oh, my God. You too.
I'm sorry. You were about to read something to us.
Like 500 miles back in my rear view, I was going to read it. Here we go. Let's do something else. I get it. It was fun. It was fun for you guys.
That was the best show I've been a part of, actually. Yeah.
No, I get it. You know, I can see it from outside myself. I can see that that would be a fun thing to experience. I mean, even in the moment, I really get that sinking feeling like, oh boy, Sarah, you have just said something.
Well, in the beginning, you weren't tripping at all. You thought you already spilled the tea. I told you that already. No.
Meanwhile, as I just sort of looked up and everyone's like mouth open, like, what is she saying? I'm like, what am I saying? Let me roll that back a second. Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Dear radio family, long-time listener here, but my first time writing in for bad advice. My husband and I have a happy marriage, kids, the works. We have a beautiful life in Capitola. It's lovely there.
Oh, great.
Sarah, my husband is my John. We've always had a very loving relationship where we communicate well and we're a strong team. He's my best friend and my favorite person in the world. 20 years ago, I became friends with a guy in college. We'll call him C, who today is still my closest guy friend. At the start of our friendship, during drunken college days, we hooked up a couple times. It didn't mean anything to me, because if we realized anything from that, it was, yuck, we're not meant to be that way together, and we're just better being friends. I think of this guy now like a brother, a close friend, a close pal, someone I can trust. He was even in our wedding. My husband is also friends with C, and he has been for at least a decade. They've been close buddies. My husband met C before he even met me. Wow, how old are these people? I thought she said they'd been married, 20 years ago, that she was friends with this guy in college. My husband is I'm not sure. Oh, he met C before he met me. Okay, whatever. We all live in a small mountain town, and I met my husband through C. Oh, actually met through him. Fast forward to today. My husband and I were watching a TV show last week, and the context in the show was triggering to him. I finally got it out of him that on our wedding day, C made a comment to my husband along the lines of, I hit it, 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 I hit it first. Mm. Basically telling my husband in so many words that we had sex in the past well before my husband was in the picture. Let me be clear that C can be a major asshole sometimes, but never an asshole to us. C had and has no intention of being with me in that way, so why would he say that on that day of all days? My husband has held this in for 7 years, the 7 years that we have been married. He said he didn't want to bring it up, ruining our wedding day, and then felt by bringing it up after the fact would destroy my friendship with C, and in turn, I'm sure, his friendship with C. And this guy's in their wedding. He basically buried it. Also, I honestly thought he knew we'd hooked up in the past, but apparently he said he did not for sure know if we did. It was no secret, and had he directly asked me, which I thought he had in the past, I would have told him the truth. I will end with this. What the fuck do I do with this information? Do I confront my longtime good friend who I'm now pissed at? I'm hurt, and I'm hurt for my husband, who carried that with him for so many years. My husband's been acting weird to me, like I've kept a secret from him, but he also says I did nothing wrong. I do feel the distance, though, and it's breaking my heart. What the fuck? Please help. P.S. If you're wondering what my husband said to C when C said he had had me first, he said he didn't say anything and walked away. I'm sure he wanted to punch him in the face, but he didn't because it was our wedding day. He said they've never spoken about it since, and he thinks C has been trying to make it up to him for the last 7 years because he's been nothing but a good friend since. Mm. Who wants to start? Okay, we're done. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Happy Thursday, everybody. Good Friday tomorrow.
No, I think Sarah should start. I think that you have a unique experience with this. I have stuff to say, but I think because you've done some of John's friends,
John knew, and I knew John knew, and we all knew each other, and we were all friends. So it is kind of a different situation. I think, first of all, the bad guy in this whole thing is C. Mm-hmm. It's a dude you fucked a couple times in college, got past it, and remained friends. Like, this guy's a part of your life. And on to say that to the groom on his wedding day, in a wedding between two of his close friends, is the height of a mistake. Like, I don't even know how to classify that mistake. That is such a... It's hurtful. He should spend the rest of his life making it up to the husband. Like, to say I hit that first on your fucking wedding day, what the fuck are you doing?
Super disrespectful.
What kind of friend is that? Mm. You know, and now he's, I'm sure he regrets it. You know, you even think, like, it's so not a secret as far as you're concerned that you were like, oh, I kind of thought you knew that already. But your husband, you're feeling this distance. That could be in your head, but I feel like you need to talk to someone about this, and let's get this ironed out. Let's hammer it out. Let's get to a place where we can move on from it because it's clearly bothering you. Okay, Vinny, your turn.
So there are things I don't know him. I can comment from my like headspace and how it is for me. I wasn't looking to not get married, but I wasn't looking to get married. So these are the kinds of things that can chip away at the idea itself.
Right.
And this so-called friend planted a fucking bomb on this guy. Like, I know it sounds dramatic, but guys have weird egos to begin with. And then there they are on their wedding day with all the weird cold feet things that can happen to someone as you're, and maybe he didn't have that. I don't know him. I wish I had more info because it would make more sense to give an answer without speculating. But I bet this has bugged your husband repeatedly for years.
Yep.
Not bugged like, And that's the worst part, is he can't villainize you. You didn't do anything.
You weren't together. It happened long before. It had, you know, everybody has a past.
Right. So what I'm saying is that this guy, this so-called everybody's, you know, good friend, whether he knew what he was doing or tripped into the worst possible thing he could say to a guy on that guy's wedding day, I don't know. But that guy sucks. Bad.
It was a terrible... It doesn't mean he sucks all the way and you have to break up with him. But this needs to be talked about. I mean, your husband says he's buried it for 7 years. Like,
well, and I don't know what talking will do. I think your husband has to, now that it's out, at least it's off his chest, that this is something he's wrestled with, that he's bummed about it, that it came to him at a really bad time, and he had to sit there saying his vows with that banging around in his brain.
I would say that's that probably is the only thing he thinks about from that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your wedding is supposed to be this incredible start of your journey together, and it's all about the two of you, and this dude fucking put himself in the groom's head, and when he thinks about his wedding, that's what he thinks about.
And I would guess, I can't speak to it because I know that I've only been married the one time, but I would guess there are all kinds of weird, because you've got, you're getting friends together and there's booze in the picture and
yes,
there's this big, you know, milestone life change. I would guess this is way more normal than you think. I would guess there are all kinds of dumb things that come spilling out. The weird part of this for me is that it happened before the ceremony, which means C wasn't drunk.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In a world full of noise, long-term thinking stands out. On the Capital Ideas podcast, Capital Group leaders explore the decisions that matter most in investing, leadership, and life. It's a rare look inside a firm that's been helping people pursue their financial goals for more than 90 years. Listen to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Like, I don't think of drinking as an excuse for anything, but it is a reason. So you there's a difference. You still have to be responsible for the things you say and do when you're drunk, but you also probably wouldn't have said or done those things had you not been drunk often. This guy was sober. This was before the ceremony even happened. What the fuck kind of thing is that to say?
That's not necessarily true, because a lot of times in the party leading up to the actual wedding, as the women are getting ready, the men are getting ready, they're doing shots. Possible he had a buzz. But buzz or not, it was an absolutely horrible decision and a terrible thing to say and something that's clearly haunted your husband. I don't know that C is a factor in this, but I don't know that he has to be addressed. But your husband's feelings about this, I think, do. Maybe it's not a couples therapy. It's a he needs to go talk to someone. Try betterhelp.com/Alice. The husband. Yeah, I mean, find someone to talk to about this. Like, you're part of it. So it's when he talks to you, of course, you're feeling bad and you're trying to explain. And maybe he just needs to talk to someone impartial about it. You didn't do anything wrong. Your husband didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, neither of them.
Your friend made a stupid
C's the one
comment.
That guy.
Damn you, C. Damn
yeah, you, C. C sucks, man. C so sucks. Look, I'm often very quick to say therapy works and you should try it. In this case, I would say it's possible your husband, he'll benefit from it if he wants to do that. I also could see your husband saying, why do I gotta go to therapy? I didn't do anything but just try to marry the girl I love and now I'm fucked over? Like, I can see where he's going, you know what I don't want to do? Make this a bigger deal than it already is. So he may just want to process this now that it's out and you know. He may be cunty for a month or two. And if you're smart, you'll give him that. Because what C did to him was fucked. And it sucks. And it's not... But I don't think that there's anything that anyone's going to say other than his wedding day got ruined by this fucking asshole you boned.
Yeah.
Like, that's all there is to it. It's not, like, he can go to therapy and say, well, I feel bad that C, boned my wife. And then at the end of that, it'll be, well, before you met her, like, you already went through the story there, Sarah, when you were saying it. Like, it's not, nobody's at fault other than C chose to drop a bomb on your husband for some fucking unknown reason.
Right. And just, you know, maybe just misguided bro talk, you know, like, oh, this will be funny to say. I'm sure C regrets it too. Not that he's really a, he's really not a factor in figuring out the deal between the two of you. But I you know what? I'm on your side, Vin. I really do think that give him time to knock this around and just do what you can and know that you didn't do anything wrong, but you can understand why he'd be upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you weren't trying to keep a secret. He'll come. He'll get there. You know, this is a, it sucks, but
it's a bomb that can blow up relationships. This kind of shit, you know.
Yeah,
saying, "Oh, I was drunk," or whatever it is, whether it's booze or no booze, it's like it's a real piece of shit move.
It's a piece of shit move.
Where I feel like I'm pretty trigger happy with my circle. So if I'm like one person says something, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm not going to talk to that guy anymore.
Yeah, I've seen you cut people out pretty hard.
Whittled it down really, really fucking slim, even for family members for me.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Them, you know, more than a couple times a year for the big occasions. So, I mean, I don't know if that's healthy or not, but helps for me.
Whatever.
Well, you know, maybe that is where your husband lands, that I just don't want to deal with this fucking guy anymore. Like, every time I see him, I think of, and it does feel pointed. It doesn't feel like a joke. It feels like a fucking dick move.
Right.
Mm. You know, that might have been a joke on the golf course 6 months before the wedding, but it's not a joke on your wedding day. It feels very pointed and stupid. Like, there isn't, like, if I were talking to C, I'd be like, so were you going for a laugh? Did you think the guy who's about to commit to her for his whole life was gonna giggle that you boned his wife before he ever met her?
Right.
Like, what was your, and often people will go, And they might, he might actually say, I did think I was being funny. I didn't realize, and maybe that's the case, but it needs to be pointed out, like on this show, it's a dick move. Nobody do that.
Right. And anybody listening to this, don't. I mean, the only other possible motivation would be, I wanted them to not get married.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it possible that C does have, like, burst out of him because she's the one that got away? Like, is that... Yeah. I mean, and I'm sure that's something that's crossed his mind, too. Like, what, now I got to worry about this guy hitting on my wife at some point? Yeah, I would like to hear what happens in the end with this and
yes,
whether or not things get better. But honestly, I think you should play this show for your husband. He'll be so thrilled that you wrote into a radio show about
Well,
this.
Look, I think we all feel, from the tone of our responses, I believe we're siding with the husband in that he did get the rug pulled out from underneath him to some extent. Mm-hmm. He's got to grow. Look, in the end, and I hate to use this type of language because I feel like our society's gotten better than that, but in the end, he has to fucking snap out of it. There isn't a fix. There isn't, you know, there isn't jail for the bad guy in this one. He has to sort it out and wrestle with it and come to a conclusion. That is, you're the best thing that's ever happened to him, and this doesn't change that.
Right.
So, but it'll take a minute. Guys are big babies about things just like this, exactly like this. Mm-hmm. We're huge fucking cunty babies. And I would have the same, I would have been, in my own, I don't know if it's defensible, but in that situation, I probably would have gone, what are you fucking doing, C? What the fuck was that? You know, and made a scene about it.
Right.
And you know, to your husband's credit, he didn't tell C to get the fuck away from my wedding right now, you dickweed.
Well, I guess sometimes you're just trying to laugh along and you're having, and it's surprising and you don't really know how to react to that. Like, instead of saying, why would you say that? Whether it happened or not, why would you say that to me on my wedding day to this woman? Like, because then, see, I'm sure then it becomes, well, fuck, I actually don't know why I said that.
Right. Or.
Yeah.
Well, I've loved her my whole life, and I'm fucking furious that she's never taken me seriously. Well, okay, I'm glad you're saying that, because now we're not friends.
Bye. Take that boutonniere out. Get out of here.
Yeah.
You're not standing up for me anymore. We're down one groomsman.
Anyway.
Goodbye.
What I would suggest to any of our listeners is if you have an experience with this or some way that we haven't touched on, send it to an email. Send an email to Bryn at RadioAlice.com. That's B-R-Y-N at RadioAlice.com. I'd love to hear, you know, sometimes that's why we suggest therapy is because we don't see the answer and someone
it's
might
little,
have it.
A little much for us, yeah. Somebody might really be able to stick it, you know, tie this up in a neat bow. Something that'll help this guy. All right, Vincent.
The end.